I would like to tell you a little bit about the story of my husband, Ned Shepherd, who was diagnosed with a dementia called frontal temporal degeneration. For many years, Ned's behavior began to change. His personality changed. It developed into a fear of the government or other people breaking into our home. He began to withdraw. He did understand that it wasn't Alzheimer's, but the doctor at the same time said, this is really a more difficult disease than Alzheimer's, and my husband didn't comprehend that. He had 6 to 8 years probably to live. We really, all of us at that point, understood that he really had lost touch with his diagnosis. Finally, he said to us, "You want me to die." But he was physically extremely healthy. He was very active, and in the first year or two, we were able to travel, and we visited a lot of people and went to a lot of places and had a good time. But as time went on, it became more and more difficult for him. As Ned progressed, he became more and more agitated. He would pace, he would wring his hands. But Ned's memory was very good while he could speak, and he could recognize people and knew who people were, because this is in the frontal temporal area of the brain. He didn't have that short-term memory issue. But Ned lost his battle and his journey in 2011. Dementia has become a word that is shunned. Alzheimer's is a word that people fear. We don't shun someone because they have a cast on their arm or because they've had radiation therapy and have lost their hair. And we need to do the same thing with dementia so that people can bring their loved ones out. They can be accepted. They're not embarrassed about it. We can talk about this disease and help not only the person with dementia, but also the caregiver. The experience of being a caregiver and being with my husband who had dementia taught me that there aren't very many things that are important. The things that are important to me today are my family, my faith, my friends, and my health. And those things are what I focus on every day, on how to help other people, to help give awareness to these diseases, and to help people to have a good life and enjoy the moments that they have with their loved ones as they go through this disease. Thank you very much.